Bill Daughtry back with you on Afternoon Jazz. Very special guest today. Theo Croker is here, the trumpeter with a great quartet this afternoon for us. Theo's at Jazz Standard on 116 East 27th Street in New York City, Thursday through Sunday. You can get tickets and information at jazzstandard.com. The first time I heard Theo Croker play was on his 2014 recording Afrophysicist, with Dede Bridgewater doing the vocals on Stevie Wonder's I Can't Help It. I've been hooked on Theo ever since, and we welcome trumpeter Theo Croker to Afternoon Jazz. Theo Kroeker from his brand new release, Star People Nation, the song entitled Portrait of William. I have a particular bias toward that song and that title. Theo Kroeker, welcome to Afternoon Jazz.
What's up, Bill? Thanks for having me.
So tell me about Portrait of William.
Well, that song I wrote that song for my father when he passed away in 2004. It took me a long time to get the nerve to record it and play it. But it's really a tribute to him and, you know, the fact that he was present in my life and that he raised me, and sort of a homage to parenthood.
Both of your parents, educators, your father particularly, I mean, people need to know that you are a native of the state of Florida, and your father was a civil rights leader in the state of Florida, in addition to being a farmer and an educator. So I'm already thinking great man just from his geographic circumstance and what he was endeavoring to do in life.
Yeah. I mean, actually, both my parents were involved in the civil rights movement in New York City, where they're from. My mother was an assistant to John Henry Clark. My father worked both with Malcolm X and Martin Luther King within the juvenile justice system, particularly helping young black kids out.
So it's definitely in you from the aspect of civic responsibility and being a great citizen.
Yeah, civic responsibility, especially within the community, was a big part of my upbringing.
And
yes, absolutely.
And of course, there's a musical side to the family. Tell everyone who your grandfather was.
Yeah, well, on my mother's side, my mother's father is the great trumpet player Doc Cheatham.
How much of an influence did he have on what we are ultimately hearing and seeing today?
Well, you know, a lot, because I watched him playing growing up. Maybe I didn't understand it till I got older, but he was one of the best trumpet players out there ever, as far as like how to play the trumpet. So that kind of clarity and the kind of dignity that he carried himself with as a jazz musician really represented that old school way of thought. And he maintained that through all modernity. It didn't matter how modern things got for him. He continued to learn. I mean, I've seen books where he transcribed Clifford Brown solos. He must have been in his 50s when Clifford Brown was around. So he was always looking every direction in the music, and he was always a big advocate of being yourself, never trying to be another musician, never trying to play like somebody else. So that's something I really took to heart.
Talking with Theo Kroeker here on Afternoon Jazz on 88.3 FM and all around the world at WBGO.org. Theo, opening Thursday night at the Jazz Standard. They'll be there all weekend long. You can get tickets and information at jazzstandard.com. But Theo, you talk about how your grandfather was expansive in his thinking of that, of the music. And I tend to think of you as a bit of a musical explorer because there's so many different elements you incorporate into what you do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to take the credit to say I'm some kind of innovator. I think that's actually pretty rare. I think what really happens is I'm just being honest and absorbing all the music that's around me culturally, and that's around me, part of my upbringing, and that me and these other musicians and my friends all listen to. We don't close any doors on it to try to fit into any one category.
We'll get more into the explorer part of Theo Kroeker and how that came to be, but you've got another selection for us. Tell us about what we're going to hear next.
Yeah, we're going to play a song entitled Subconscious Flirtations and Titillations.
Subconscious flirtations and titillations. You want to expound on that theory a little
bit?
Well, we
nicknamed it Slap and Tickle.
Okay.
So that kind of, if there's more, to maybe we'll play it, and then you got some questions about Slap and Tickle, we could talk about
You're
it.
About to get slapped and tickled by Theo Kroeker. Subconscious on Afternoon Jazz, Theo Kroeker's quartet on WBGO. subconscious flirtations and titillations. Y'all slap and tickle real good. Theo Croker here on member-supported WBGO Newark with yours truly, Bill Daughtry, on Afternoon Jazz. Theo, why don't you take this opportunity to introduce the other members of the group?
All right. Well, on the piano and Fender Rhodes keyboard, we have, from Chicago, Illinois, Michael King. Yeah. And on the acoustic bass, we have from Washington, D.C., Mr. Eric E-Dub Wheeler.
He playing hurt today, but that's all right. He sound good. Sounding good, Eric.
And on the drums, the newest member of the band, he's been with us almost a year. He is from Durham. Too many syllables? Durham.
And North Carolina.
Durham, North Carolina.
North.
Please put your hands together for Chicago O'Day.
O'Day. All right. So, I mean, an ensemble from here in these United States, but when you talk about the early part of your career, talk about a residency in Shanghai, China.
Oh, wow. I mean, that was intense. We were playing six nights a week, three shows, 3 hour long shows a night with very short breaks, maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Every night the club would be packed because it was a city of 28 million people and there were only three jazz clubs.
Wow.
And there weren't really other types of music clubs. There were like cover band clubs, but as far as live music was concerned, it was all jazz centered. So it was very crowded all the time. It'd be full of people that didn't exactly have a specific view on what jazz was. It was very broad to them. And basically, anything that was black music to them was jazz.
Jazz.
So that means they also wanted to hear that, too. They weren't just about hearing swing. They wanted to hear some funk and groove. So that really opened up my understanding of how encompassing jazz really was. That it wasn't such a specific, you know, narrow-minded thing, and that people kind of need more than just that to relate to sometimes.
I would also think that for a young man from the United States going to China and getting this revelation about music and what people, weird. I mean, when I think jazz, I'm not thinking China, man. When I'm thinking music, I'm not thinking China.
I mean, it was out. It was interesting that in that kind of environment, especially politically, and socially, which I can't comment much on because I still work there, but it just the fact that you could go there and be that free as a musician and as a black man and not have to deal with half of the stuff I had to deal with here, at least half, to have a venue to play at every night that was full of people who and all they wanted to do was hear music. They weren't there for any other reason. So to be able to kind of grow in that type of environment, you know, seems to be something that's a little lost here.
It's kind of interesting, a place that you don't necessarily associate freedom with. It gave you a certain kind of freedom.
Exactly.
Amazing. Truly amazing. And I also understand you were a musical director on a TV show over there?
Yeah, I did. That's one of the projects I ended up falling into when I started to freelance. There was like a Tonight Show type thing that was broadcasted, I don't know, 100-something Asian countries. On what's the name of that network? Star Network, maybe.
Okay, is that where Star Nation comes from?
No relation to that show that sadly ended halfway through. But yeah, I ended up being qualified to quickly write music and get a band together for all these episodes. You know, with very little prep time, I'd have to write music according to the episode and then play it live.
And that's what they call growth, man. Yeah, that's part of deep. What we hear and see right now. Talking with Theo Croker, he's going to be at Jazz Standard Thursday through Sunday. He's got a marvelous quartet playing with him. If you want tickets or information, just go to jazzstandard.com. Jazz Standard, of course, located at 116 East 27th Street. The next song we're going to hear is, I don't want to call it the backbone of the album, but it was the first single released from Star People Nation. Tell us about The Messenger.
Well, The Messenger, it deals with a couple things. First, it's a tribute to Elvin Jones and his drummanship, which I think kind of reshaped the drums. On the album, it features a great pianist, Eric Lewis, or Elu, who used to play in Elvin Jones's band. We use it as a catalyst for swing and for swinging our quarter note.
Yeah, you got. You know, I was reading that you said that somewhere in an interview, and it's like, all these years I've been listening to music, and you know, I never really thought of it that way. But is that what James Brown meant when he said on the one?
Well, it's definitely some of what James Brown meant. I mean, I think the jazz or the Black American groove or quarter note is probably the most borrowed from and imitated contribution to music.
Oh, you got
worldwide.
You got to give me a demonstration of that.
can do that.
This is quarter note for dummies. I need that. I really do.
So we're going to deal with that swing on this, and here's The Messenger.
The Messenger from Theo Kroeker from his brand new CD entitled Star People Nation. If you don't have one, get one. It swings. And if you get the chance, go see him at Jazz Standard Thursday through Sunday. Find out more at jazzstandard.com. Without any further ado, The Messenger. And that's how you swing the quarter note. The messenger with a little extra at the end, since, I mean, we're talking about Elvin Jones and the great energy he brought to the instrument. Well, I tell you what, you just got a little taste right there with Chukwuga Odeh on drums. Outstanding. So, Theo, for someone who's done so much so early in a still relatively young life, tell me how the passing, or the life for that matter, of Roy Hargrove impacted you.
I think we were all pretty upset about it, first of all, just because of how diligent he was at constantly playing his music at the highest level possible, or any music he was involved in. And anytime you lose that type of energy around you, it can be somewhat disenchanting. So, I mean, Roy Hargrove was somebody that I've never met anybody that didn't enjoy just hearing him play, regardless of what it was or what type of music or what they how they felt about the genre. It didn't matter. So anything that he contributed to musically just got elevated, even if it was a sad jam session. So it was kind of heartbreaking because he's also a hero of the trumpet, and to me, one of the most brilliant trumpet players that I've noticed in my whole lifetime. He's so studious about the music and really encompasses everything that it's about. So it was rough.
But like you, Hargrove was a bit of an explorer. He would step outside the bounds.
Yeah, definitely. But he always took the knowledge he had from this music with him. And that's really relevant to what he did. He never separated what he knew from one genre to the next. It was all encompassing. So that made him quite the knowledgeable explorer. I'm sure he departed wisdom on those he discovered during his explorations.
You better have that good GPS, else you find yourself in a bind. Not to be maudlin, but the recent passing of Low Leathers, that kind of like shook the entire music world.
Yeah, well, we're all still kind of shocked about that. He was such a bright young man, and he could play his ass off, and he was so young. So that's just tragic.
Did you ever get an opportunity to play with him?
I've played with Lawrence a couple times, mostly at sessions. We played back in college one time. We did a gig together, I think, when he was studying at one of the schools up north while I was at Oberlin, and we ended up doing a hit. But, I mean, even since then, fiery cat, man.
And, you know, you mentioned Oberlin University, your graduate. It's where you met Michael, if I'm not mistaken.
It's where I met Michael King. Yeah, he was a few years behind me, so I went back to visit and met him. And then a couple years later, Sullivan couldn't juggle my band and Dee Dee's band and Roy Hargrove's band and whatever he was interested in. So he recommended Michael King, and I remembered him and immediately was like, cool. And also the drummer Chukwuga Odeh is a recent graduate of Oberlin under the tutelage of the great Billy Hart.
So y'all have quite a lineage and quite a heritage to uphold and sustain.
Oh, yeah.
So the final selection we're going to hear is Understand Yourself. And on the CD, you actually sample Marcus Garvey
His speech, Know Thyself. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, before we even get to that, give me a little taste of what you're working on, what the next project is. This is done, but of course you're going to be touring and playing and selling and all of that.
Yeah.
But I got a feeling also the next project is already in the works.
It is. I'm going in the studio after this to work on it. So I don't want to say too much. I have a lot of projects going on right now. I'm finishing up a collection of compositions and arrangements for orchestra, featuring the quartet inside of an orchestra. I also have my big brother big band, which is 16, I think it's 17 pieces now.
Wow. You got to bring them back. You got to bring them
the big band?
We get a big band in here.
We could
done
do
it
that.
Before. Oh, yeah.
And it's had a few debuts, but it's really going to kick off in September at Dizzy's. And that's an all black brother and sister big band, playing music only by black composers and arrangers.
Well, see, the music is great when you can honestly say, I don't want it to end, but tell us more about the final composition we're going to hear, Understand Yourself.
Well, this song is a composition I wrote passed on to a great reggae artist and dancehall artist, Chronix, who is in Jamaica. And it just needed something. It needed some vocals, which is rare for me if it's not Didi. So it needed some vocals. And I sent him, I actually sent him the Marcus Garvey speech first. And then about a week later, I sent him the track. And he was like, oh, I got this. And then we got together a couple months later and really knocked it out. And the main thing was I wanted a melody that was through composed. I didn't want something that kept returning to the same like hook or had verses. I just wanted it to go straight through. So I'm actually going to play his melody in my own way since he's not here to sing it.
It's all right. Go sing with the horn, which you do anyway.
That's it.
And so, you do it so well.
It's understand yourself, overstand yourself, understand yourself.
Theo Croker, his quartet, they'll be playing Thursday through Sunday at Jazz Standard. Get your tickets now at jazzstandard.com. And if you can't, get Star People Nation. There's a copy of this for you somewhere, and it's well worth the dollar. Theo Croker on Afternoon Jazz, a member-supported WBGO Newark, and all around the world at WBGO.org. Theo Kroeker, Michael King, Eric Wheeler, Chicago O'Day. Gentlemen, thank you one. Thank you all for coming in, gracing and blessing Afternoon Jazz and continued success. And again, Theo Kroeker, his quartet, they'll be at Jazz Standard, 116 East 27th Street, New York City, Thursday through Sunday. You can get your tickets and information at jazzstandard.com. Theo, thanks for coming in today, man.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Thank you. And thank you for listening and supporting WBGO.